Today's daf is daf Tzadi Aleph. So we are on the bottom of Tzadi Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda. Kishatim Salomar Ledivei Rabbi Meir. So when you try to understand the position of Rabbi Meir, so remember, Rabbi Meir, there are three opinions in the Mishnah back in daf Peites. So there's Rabbi Meir Shita, there's Chacham and Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Meir was the one who said that Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishas Achas. They're all the same, they're all connected, as long as there's no dips. There's no like 10 Tvachim higher, 10 Tvachim low. And the reason why that was a limitation, the Gemara explained, is because of Mishim Gzeira Tail B'Shisar Abim. So his Shita, that Kol Gagos Ha'ir, which is Achas, so the Gemara explains, Kishatim Salomar L'Divrei Rabbi Meir, Gagin Rishus L'Atman, and also not only are Gagin Rishus L'Atman, but even Chatzeros are Rishus L'Atman, which means you could carry from Ruvein Chatzer to Shimon Chatzer, all Chatzeros are all also uniform. And then going on to Daf Tzadi Aleph, Karpefos Nami are Rishus L'Atman, they are also its own independent Rishus. You go from one karpif to another karpif, even though they have different owners. But what you can't do is you can't go from a gag to a chater or from a gag to a karpif, all because of gezerah mishum tel b'shisarab. So that's the shita of Rabbi Meir. It does seem from Rabbi Meir, there's a long, long rash here, that from a chater to a karpif, one may go because there's no concern of tel b'shisarab. It's all the same level, the same plane. But a gag to a karpif or a gag to a chater, where there are different levels, that would be aser according to Rabbi Meir. That's shita of Rabbi Meir. L'divrei chachamim, they're the ones who hold, they're there in the opinion of the Mishnah, that each echad ve'kol echad v'rishus b'fnei atzma by a gag, if it was separate from the bottom apartments, is also separate on the top, on the rooftop as well. So each gag was independent, but they did not hold of the gzera of mishum tel b'rishus rabim, Rashi points this out. So it says the Gemara, L'divrei chachamim, gagan v'chatzeros v'rishus achas, you could carry from a gag to a chatzer. Now, we saw in the Mishnah, you can't carry from one gag to another gag. How could you carry from a gag to a chatzer then? So if you look at Rashi to explain here, Rashi says, L'divrei chachamim, it's more than halfway down the narrow lines in Rashi. It's much further down. L'divrei chachamim delo gazu mishum tail. They're not concerned with the little ups and downs. Gagin v'chatzeros v'shus achas, and they're all the same. Lo she yitaltel megag legag im chalukin ba'alem. Not that I could carry from my rooftop to rooftop, your rooftop. That's not allowed, clearly in the Mishnah. Mishum de gagin l'rabanan, Kibatim mashri lehu ayde chalik shlamata. So my rooftop, your rooftop is certainly usher. Aval mechatzer sharabim lechatzer sharabim. If it's both owned by the same people, if it's publicly owned, the rooftop is by the rabbim and the chatzer is owned by the rabbim, then metalton one's allowed to, or migag lechatzer would be allowed as well. The rabbim metalton. It's only usher if it's owned by two different people exclusively. But once it's owned by Rabbim, or if I own both the Chatzar and the Gag, then you would be allowed to according to the Rabbanan. Because the whole point for them is, they're not gozer, mishim tel b'rishus Rabbim. That's the Shita of Chacham. Read that inside one more time, because we missed one line there. L'divrei Chachamim, top line again on Daf Tzadi Aleph. L'divrei Chachamim, Gagin v'chatzeres rishus achas, are all one rishus, as long as it's the same owner. There's no gzer, mishim tel b'rishus Rabbim. And karpefos rishus achas len, but karpefos are considered separate. That's not allowed. You cannot carry from a gag to a karpef or a chatzer to a karpef. Why is that? Why is karpef viewed as separate? So Rashi points out last seven narrow lines of Rashi, karpefos rishus achas vafilu hein shalshaim. Even if they're owned by two people, the chol rishus sheshmo shave mutilo chutz min hagag. And everything that has the same rishus, it's all called the chatzer, you're allowed to go from one to the next except for gagin, as we described, because it's divided in the, we view the division going all the way up. However, even though from a chatzer to a chatzer you're allowed to carry according to the chachamim, but chatzer le karpif, afu de chagavri aser. If I own the chatzer and also the karpif, chachamim draw the line there. There you're not allowed to. Velo dami legag the chatzer that I'm allowed to carry. The tashmisha de gag shavu le chatzer. Apparently, the use of the rooftop is very similar to the use of the chatzer. So if I own both the chatzer and the gag, I'm allowed to carry from my chatzer to the gag. But the karpif, the usage of the karpif is very, very different, and therefore, Chacham say you cannot carry from the karpif to a chatzer or a gag to a karpif. So then comes along the third shita, is the Divrei Rabbi Shimon. He's the one who felt in the Mishnah that they're all rishus achas. He says, in quoting the Mishnah just for a second, echa gagos, echa chatzeres, echa karpefos, it's rishus achas hein lekelim sheshavsu latochen, all the kelim. They're left outside. You could carry from the karpif to a chatzer to the gag. That's all allowed. You just can't carry things from the house, inside the house, to outside. We'll get to that in the second half of the Amud here. But the shita of Rabbi Shimon is pretty clear. As the Gemara says, L'divrei Rabbi Shimon, Kulan, Rishus Achasein, they're all connected, they're all intertwined, as it's clearly stated in the Mishnah. Okay, this requires a little bit of a chazar to try to get down the cheshbonos of the different shitas, but that's the first part of the Amud. So Gemara now says, Tanya Kavasi de Rav, and Tanya Kavasi de Rav Yehuda. We're going to bring a brisa that supports Rav. Who's Rav? So Rav, Rashi tells us, going back to a couple days ago, where Rav was the one who felt that according to the Chachamim, that when you're allowed to carry on the rooftop, my rooftop alone, you're only allowed to carry Dalad Amos according to Rav. So we're going to bring a brisa to prove his point, and we're going to bring a brisa about Tanya Kavasi de Rav Yehuda, which is what we just quoted here, about the Kishatim Salomar, is that whole statement about the sheet of Rabbi Meir, Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says first, Tanya Kavasa de Rav, that according to the Chachamim, you could carry only Dalad Amos on the Gag. It says in the Brisa, Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishis Achasein. This is all going to be Shittas Rabbi Meir, so we can pretty much go through this quickly. We're concerned with the last two lines of the Brisa. But Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishis Achasein, V'asir Lahalos Lahori Min Agagim Lechatzir Min Lechatzir Lagagin. You carry all the rooftops are all connected, but once you have to go up or down, 10 Tfachim, that already would be also because Tel Mi Bishis Rabim. The kelim sheshavsu bechatzer mutal talta bechatzer begagin mutal talta begagin. Anything in the chatzer you could carry from all the chateris connected. Anything left in the rooftop you could carry from all the rooftops connected on Shabbos mutal talta begagin. Uvilvad shelo yehegag gavoy asara o namach asara. Otherwise that would be the gzera of tail mishum bishus rabim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. But chachamim omrim, and this is a clear statement proof for Rav. Each one is an independent rishus. You cannot carry one from the next. And even within that particular rooftop, that particular gag, v'ein metalton ella bo ella bidala. That's the shita of Rav. That's his brisa. Now the Gemara brings another brisa to prove Rav Yehuda's point. Tanya kivased Rav Yehuda, to prove the point of Rav Yehuda, as follows. It says, Amar Rebbe, kishahainu lomden Torah eitzel Rabbi Shimon, we learned by Rabbi Shimon, b'takoa, a certain city, Haynu malin shemen valontis migag lagag. We bring oil and a little towel.
It's still around. It's right very close to.
Oh, could be. Yeah, could be migag lagag. Umigag lechat. I'm not sure. Migag lagag, migag lechatzer, mechatzer lechatzer, mechatzer lekarpev, karpev lekarpev acher. You're allowed to go from the rooftop to the chatzer to a karpev and so on and so forth. Ad shehainu magin etel hamayin, until we get to the certain spring. Shehainu rochsin, but we would bathe in. So we see that clearly, you're allowed to carry from one to the next. This is Shita, so I think we're proving which point of Rabbi Yehuda, about his Shita of, let me just make this sure it's clear, which Raisa, that if according to Rabbi Shimon, all Gagos, Chatzeros, and Karpefos are all considered Rishis Achas, so the fact that they were learning by Rabbi Shimon, and they were able to schlep it from one place to the next place, the Gag, the Karpet, the Chatzer, to get to the final destination, clearly showed the understanding of Rabbi Shimon. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Maisa b'shas ha-sakana v'haynu malin sefer Torah. This took place actually during a shas ha-sakana, a time of danger. And it was actually not the case of the Shemin, but it was talking about the sefer Torah we spoke about a couple days ago, maybe a couple weeks ago, that they brought the sefer Torah, mechatz l'gag, megag l'chatz, mechatz l'karpiv, l'krosbo. Remember, they had the sadin and those curtain there hanging from before Shabbos. You were able to go from different reshus to get to the destination to the shul to read. That was a certain shas ha-sakana. Either way, the response is, that's not a raya. Amrulo ain shas hasakana raya. You can't bring a proof. Maybe Rabbi Shimon only allows this b'shas hasakana, but maybe in a regular situation, a regular Shabbos, he wouldn't allow you to carry from a gag to a karpev to a chatzer and so on. So therefore, this does not serve as a proof that Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Shimon was necessarily correct. Now, there's a different situation in Gemara and Shabbos. So then the Gemara says, halfway down the Amud, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Echad Gagin, in this quotation from the Mishnah, that again, you're allowed to carry from the Gag to the Chatzer to the Karpif and so on. So now the Gemara has a machlok as how to understand the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Now, I'll just say the background, the Gzeira, and then we'll read this inside. Everyone agrees that any keli that's in my house, and if I bring it outside to my house, I can only bring it outside my house to the Chatzer if there's an Erev between my house and the Chatzer. If there's no Erev, I can't bring from my house to the Chatzer. Now let's say there is an Erev from my house to the Chatzer. Now there's a second concern, can I bring it from my Chatzer to somebody else's Chatzer? Meaning Rabbi Shimon says anything that's in the outside the Chatzer from before Shabbos, that's all allowed. I can go from Chatzer to Gag, the Karpif, and so on, that's all allowed. But something that was in my house, that was then brought to my Chatzer through an Erev, I cannot bring to the other Chatzeros, unless I also make an Erev with all those other Chatzeros. So we're going to have a machlokas now. Are you allowed to the Rabbi Shimon's heter of all chatzeros, all gagin, all kaperos allowed? Was that allowed even when I have my eriv from my house to my chatzer? Because the chashash is, if I could bring my kelim from my house to the chatzer, well then I might also bring from my chatzer to my other chatzeros. Meaning this tissue is in my box, is in my house. So I bring it outside to my chatzer on Shabbos because I have an eriv, that's allowed. But in my concern now, I might take the tissue box and bring it to another chazer, to another gag. That wouldn't be allowed since it started off, it originated in my house. The question is, was there a gzeir, was his heter allowed even when I made an eruv with my house and the chazer? So let's see that inside. So Gemara says, Amar Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, we pass the Rabbi Shimon that all chazeros, all gagan, all karpevos are all connected. V'hu shelo irvu, it's only true if I did not make an eruv from my house to my chatzar, which means the only kelim that I'm moving around the Shabbos are things that were outside. Aval irvu, if I made an eruv from my bias to my chatzar, which means I could take kelim from my house and bring it outside, then he would not allow you to bring all the chatzeros to other gagim and karpevos, because the gazrinan duma asi lafuke mane debatim lechatzar. I might take the kelim that were in my house, bring them outside to my chatzar, which is allowed because I made an eruv, but then I cannot take it from my chatzar to the other chatzar. So they were gozer when I made an eruv. I cannot rely on this kula of Rabbi Shimon. Comes along now to argue Ushmul Amar bein irvu bein shel irvu. Whether or not we had an eruv or not, we're not concerned. If I know that I took this tissue box out of my house on Shabbos, I brought my chatzar, I'll know not to bring it to the adjacent chatzaros, not to bring it to the gagim. There is no chashash according to Shmuel. This is echoed by V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mi lachshach is a very strange language. Rashi actually isn't gorish it. Tosos in the bottom here tries to figure out what it really means. But in essence, it means, whoever made such a chilek within Rabbi Shimon? Mi lachshach bein irvu, bein shelo irvu? Did he make such a chilek? No. Rabbi Shimon said, across the board, Kol Chatzeros, Kol Gagin, Kol Karpevos are all connected. He never said, if I made an error from my house, the Chatzer, it wouldn't apply. It's across the board. So that's Rabbi Shimon, rather, that's Rabbi Yochanan, and Shmuel, who holds Bein Irvu, Bein Shel Irvu, the Rabbi Shimon Shita is allowed, and Rav limits Rabbi Shimon Shita only when there is no error from my house to the Chatzer, but when there is an error, and then the Gzera, their goes are not to carry to the Chatzeros, Gagin and Karpevos. So Gemara now says, Maskivla, Rav Chista, L'Shmuel l'Rabbi Yochanan, the ones who said the heter of Rabbi Shimon is across the board. So now Yomru Shnei Kelim and B'chatzer Achas Zeh Motiv Zeh Aser. Listen to what happens now. If I have, let's say, my mask is outside before Shabbos, my tissue box is inside my house for Shabbos. So this is outside, I can bring it to any chatzer, but this box I can't. I can bring it outside to my chatzer. I have an eruv, but I can't bring it to this chatzer, to that gag. So now I have two kelim. One can be carried throughout the city, and one can't. That's a very strange thing. How could you have such a chilek? It's a very confusing thing. Again, Yomru, Shnei Kelim b'chatzer achas. I have two kelim in my chatzer. Zeh mutter, the mask is allowed to be carried to other chatzeros. Zeh aser, this would be aser. And the Gemara says, yeah. People know how to distinguish between which kelim have a chalos iser and which don't. And we're going to bring a rai that this is Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso. Rabbi Shimon l'ta'amei. The lo gazer, he wasn't gozer in such situations. Where do we find this by Rabbi Shimon? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, we had this a number of times already in the Masechta. The Mishnah is found in Daf Mem Hei, but we had it quoted other times as well. That Amar Rabbi Shimon l'ma hadavar domer. What's it similar to? L'shalosh chatzeros hapsuchos zuluzu. If you have a line of three chatzeros, each one enters into the other one, and the final one opens up into a mavoi or rishis rabim. So then you have shlosh chatzeros apsuchos zulazu, upsuchos l'rishis rabim, v'irvu shtei hachitzonos im ha'emtzayis. The two outer ones, let's call them one and three, made an erev with the middle one, number two. But number one and three did not make an erev with each other. So one could work with two, and three could work with two, but one and three can't work with each other because they did not make an erev. So again, you have the Irvu Shtei Achitonos, the two outer ones, numbers 1 and 3, made an Erev Im HaEmetzayis with number 2. Himutaris Imahim, so the middle one could carry both the numbers 1 and number 3. Vehemutaris Imah, and numbers 1 and number 3 can work and carry with number 2, with the middle one. Beit HaChitonos, however, the two outer ones, Surin Zumzu, but numbers 1 and 3 cannot work with each other because they did not make an Erev. So you could bring things from 1, you know, I could bring Kalim from one into the middle one, and Kalim from number three into the middle one, but shouldn't we be concerned that now you might get confused, and maybe the Kalim from number three chatzer, maybe I'll step to number three, one chatzer, and vice versa. Why shouldn't we be concerned with that happening? In the chatzer of number what, two, the Emtzayis, he has different Kalim that have limited possibilities where it can move. Only certain Kalim can be moved to that one, and other ones to the other chatzer. So that's quite confusing, and yet still, but Lo Gazer, and still Rabbi Shimon, who is the author, he created this mashal, he did not make the gzera. Dilma, again, lo gazer, dilma as lafuke mani de hachatzer lachatzer. So to hachanami, lo gazin and dilma as lafuke mani de batim lachatzer. We're not concerned that although the tissue box started off in my house on Shabbos, I brought it out to my chatzar, will not concern lest I come to bring it from my chatzar to another chatzar, to a gag, or to a carpet. So the Gemara now says, Mesir Rav Sheshit. Rav Sheshit asks the question, Rabbi Shimon is quoted in the Mishnah saying, Omer echad gagos echad chatzers ve'echad karpefos, rishus achas hein lekelim sheshav subasochem. Anything that was outside when Shabbos started, you could move from one chatzar to another, to a carpet, and to a gag. Below the kelim sheshav subasochabais, but any kelim that were in the house on Shabbos, that cannot be moved to other locations. So now, wait a second. How could I ever get a keli in my house outside? How can you even talk about it? It must be where it's a situation where there's an Eruv on my house in the chatzar. Otherwise, you don't have to even entertain that issue of kelim in the house because you can't bring it to the chatzar. So it must be a case where there's already an Eruv in the house, and yet we still see that you're allowed to carry the other kelim that were left outside, the Gemara says. Iamris, if you say that our Mishnah is a case, Bishma, the Irvu, that you made an Erev from my house to the Chatzar, my Chatzar, Hainu de Mishkachas la Mani de Batim Bechatzar, that's how you can have actually a situation where there are actual Kalim from my house now in the Chatzar, and yet we're okay with the other Kalim that were left out from the beginning still can be carried throughout the other Chatzaros and Gagos. So we see that Rabbi Shimon is not Gozer. He says his din, Bein lo Irvu, Bein Irvu. Because Ela Iyamis, if you're going to say Bishlo Irvu, if it's a situation where there is no Erev, if my house, from my house to the Erev, to the Chatzar, Hecha Mishkachas Lamani Debatim Mechatzar, how in the world will I have a situation of Kalim from my house that are now outside? There's no Erev to speak of. Must be, there's an Erev between my house and the Chatzar, that, and yet still, the din of Rabbi Shimon applies. And the Gemara says, not true. Hu Mosiv La Fu Mefarek La. He asks the question, and Rabbi Sheshit answers the question. It could be, Bukumsa V'sudjer, the hats and the handkerchiefs and scarves and whatnot. As Rashi says, the last Rashi in the page here, the kumsa of the sudra sheshavsu b'soch habayis that were in the house before Shabbos began, votzian lechatzer derech malvut. She wore them outside. That's how you could get them outside. I could wear things without there being a proper erev. So you wore them outside. That's how you have it in the chatzer. And the din is, since they start off in your house before Shabbos, you cannot at least carry them to other places, to a chatzer, to a gag, outside of your property. To wear it, that's a different story. But to carry it, once you've worn it outside, that would not be allowed. So it's not a riot. Either way, it still can be a case where there is no air from the house to the chatzir, and that's when Rabbi Shimon allows his din, but maybe at least it's a possibility, if there were to be an air, then Rabbi Shimon may not have said his din of kogagos for chatzeres for karpefos, which is achaslem. So going now on to Amud Bey, as the Gemara says. Toshma. Toshma anshe chatzir. V'anshi marpeset, we've seen this Gemara before as well. It's a Tosefta. Anshi chatzar v'anshi marpeset, people living on the bottom floor, people living on a balcony of some sort. Sheshachachu v'lo irvu, they did not make an eruv, they forgot to make an eruv. So kol shegavoa, any type of incline, any type of wall, shegavoa asar tfachim, that's at least 10 tfachim high, we assume it goes the right to the marpeset, because the people in the marpeset have easier access than those on the ground. Pachos me'kan, if it's less than that, we assume it goes to the people l'chatzar, the people on the bottom floor, the people on the ground floor. Bamed Dvar Mamun, when is it all true? Shehayu Elu Sharabim, the Elu Sharabim, each one, the Marpeset is owned by multiple people, and the Chatzar is lived, been owned by multiple people. The Irvu Elul Atzman, Velul Atzman, they each made their independent Eruvim, okay? O Shayu Shal Yechidim, or individuals live there. Shein Tzrichan La'arv, or you don't even need, when there is only Yechidim living there, Yachid doesn't need to make an Eruv for himself. So there is either an Erev made independently, or there's no need for an Erev. We'll just read a little bit more in the Gemara, then we'll go back in Rashi. Aval hayu sharabim v'shachu v'lo irvu at all. If people were living there, they didn't make any Erev, even for themselves, gag v'chatzer v'achsadja u'marpeset kulo rishis achasim. Then, since there are no Erev to speak of, then we view everything on the outside being all the same. Where the chatzer, the achsadja, marpeset, all outside areas, rishios, are all one and the same. Why? Because time of the little Eruv, there's no Eruv that was made, so there's no concern of bringing any Kalim from the house to outside because there are no Batim, only because there's no Eruv. But if we were Dayak, Ha'irvu, if there was an Eruv from the Marpeset independently, or from the Chatzar independently, then lo, one would not be allowed to do so. This wouldn't be allowed. So we see that Rabbi Shimon Shita, before we get to the response, Rabbi Shimon Shita is only true when there is no Eruv. Can you view the Karpef and the Chatzar and the Marpeset, Achsadr, all that as the same thing? But once it's an Eruv allowing you to bring things from inside to outside, then already his din doesn't apply. That's the Raya, says the Gemara. We don't need to go through all the Rashis. I think we got it. So the Gemara's response now is no. Whoever said Rabbi Shimon was the author of this Tosefta, money, Rabbani, this must be the shita of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan certainly don't allow you to carry all the chaseros, all the gagim. Rabbi Shimon would have allowed you, but this is shita's Rabbi Rabbanan. How do we know? What's the proof that Rabbanan authored this Tosafta? Dekanami, it's very precise to suggest this. Delokatani karpef umavo. It doesn't say karpef umavo at all in this din. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, the first medium wide line down, Rashi says, Delokatani gag v'chatzer v'chsadra umarpeset v'karpef umavo. It doesn't have those as well. Di Rabbi Shimon kulachad rishus ninu. Rabbi Shimon says every outdoor rishus is all the same. So how come the Tosefta limits it to only examples of a gaga chatzer achsadra? What about marpeset v'karpef and mavoi? So must be this is not shita's Rabbi Shimon. This is the shita of Rabbanim. But Rabbi Shimon, perhaps he would say, even if there was an eruv, he would still allow his shita to hold true of kogagos v'chatzeres v'karpefos. All would be one of the same. Gemara now says Tashma yet another brayser. Chamesh chatzeros hapsucha zulazu upsuchos lemavoi. We have five courtyards that are open up to each other, and they also open up to a mavoi. The shachachu, the kulam, all of them forgot v'lo irvu. They all forgot to make an eruv. Also lahachnis ulahotzi mechatzel mavoi. You can't carry from the chatzel to the mavoi or from the mavoi to the chatzel because there's no eruv. The kelim sheshafsu bechatzel, but any kelim that are left outside mutar l'taltin bechatzel uve mavoi aser. You could carry them outside in the chatzel, but you can't carry them in the mavoi. That's the shita of the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Shimon Mati allows you to carry them even in the mavoi. Shehaya Rabbi Shimon Omer calls manchein sharabim v'shachu v'lo irvu. Whenever there's no eruv made, then you view gag v'chatz v'achsadim marpes v'karpiv mavoi kulan rishus achas, and they're all considered connected. So the Gemara's medayik, this is only a scenario time de lo irvu because they didn't make an eruv. That's why Rabbi Shimon allows you to carry it to all the outside areas. Ha irvu, if there was an eruv, lo, he wouldn't allow you to make it. He wouldn't allow you to carry outside because since you could bring from your house to the chatzer, then there it goes there. Ah, once is that, that's allowed, we can't carry all the chatzeros, all the gagim, all the karpefos. Gemara says, my lo irvu. No, my lo irvu, it really means lo irvu chatzeros b'hadai hadade, that you didn't make the chatzeros with each other. But ha chatzer batim irvu, if you made the... 1 second, let me make sure I'm getting this dia correct. Hold on. Again, the Gemara says, ha irvu lo. So my, what does it mean, my lo irvu? It means there's no irvu. Lo irvu chatzeres b'hadeh hadadeh. They didn't make the irvu chatzeres with the adjacent chatzeres. Ha chatzer batim, but it implies, but the chatzer batim irvu did have an irvu with each other. And they did have an irvu, yet still, when there's irvu from the house to the chatzer, Rabbi Shimon still allowed you to carry to all gagos and chatzeros and karpefos. Gemara says, how could you say that there's an eruv of the house and the chatzer? The Braisa clearly says, holo irvu katani. Sound like there's no eruv at all. There's no eruv between the chatzeros, and there's no eruv between the bias and the chatzer. So Gemara says, no. What does it mean, my lo irvu? It means lo nishtatu. There's no shita mevos between the chatzer and the mavoi. That's the situation. But regabe, the house to the chatzer in a chanami, there may have been an eruv, and even though there was an eruv, yet still, Rabbi Shimon allows you to carry from the chatzer, kol chatzerus, kol kagos, and kol karpefos. The Gemara says another suggestion maybe is ibay seima. This Rabbi Shimon ledivrehem, to Rabbi Shimon is responding back to the words of the Rabbanim. He himself didn't hold this way personally, but he's responding to the Chacham as follows: ibay seima Rabbi Shimon ledivrehem, the Rabbanim kamar lahu lididi. For me, Rabbi Shimon says, lo shah irvu, lo shah lo irvu, doesn't make a difference whether there's an eruv or not an eruv. I hold across the board, kol gagos, kol chateros, kol karpefos, all that is one and the same. Be'el lididchu, you, who are more machmir, odeli mios, at least admit to me, the hecha de lo irvu, rishus achasi, if there's no eruv between the house and the chater, you should at least agree to me that all the kelim left outside should be one rishus. V'amr le rabban respond back, no, lo, there's shei rishus hein. I don't care if there's no Erev, even though you can't carry from the bias to the Kalim of a Chatzar. Nonetheless, I view every Chatzar independently, I view every Gag independently, I view every Karpif independently, and he does not concede to the position of Rabbi Shimon. Either way, this too, this Tashma also does not serve as a Raya for the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, whether it's Irvu or only Lo Irvu. So Gemara now says, last 7 lines of the page here, Amar Mar. We said above, Umemavoy Aser. So in the Mavoy itself, it's Aser. You're not allowed to carry in the Mavoi, if this is according to Shita's Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Lema, let's suggest this must be a support, Misaile, the Rabbi Zera, Amarav, the Rabbi Zera, Amarav, Mavoi, Shelo Nishtatu Bo, Ematalton Bo, Ela Bedal Amos. That must be the Araya for Shita's Rav, just like we saw Rav felt by Chachamim. on the rooftop, you could only carry Dal Amos. He also felt if there was a Mavoi, that there's no Shita Mavos, you're limited to only carrying in Dal Amos only. So this is exactly what it says. You can't carry in the Mavoi like Shita's Rav. And where it says, no, Ema Ulim Mavoi Asim. In the Mavoi itself, any cane that was shoved through in the Mavoi, that can be carried around. Again, just to be clear, we're talking about where everything was the walled properly. There's a korah, there's a lechi, all the walls, mechitzas are present. It's just a question whether you made the Erev or you made the Shituf to have the ownership included. So there's a situation that there's no Shituf Mavos. So any kalim left outside the Mavoi, there are proper walls there. The Hadin is you actually can carry at least within the Mavoi. That's allowed. What the Bryce was telling us was Ulim Mavoi, meaning to go from the Chatzar to the Mavoi, that would be Asr Lahachnis Lahoti, because you did not make the Shituf Mavos from the Chatzar to the Mavoi. The Gemara says, if that's the case, Hainu Reisha, that's exactly what the Reisha says, you can't carry, it says, Asr Lahachnis Lahotzi. So why is he giving an example? Oh, Ulamavi also is Asr. That's exactly what the Braisa says in the beginning. So why repeat this? Mishni Yisera. So the Gemara says, Mishni Yisera is Yitzrichla, you need to teach me the following din. It was necessary to repeat the same halacha. Because Mal the same, what would I have thought? Ki pligi Rabbanan led Rabbi Shimon, Hani Mila Heichad the Irvu. Maybe I would have thought, when did the Rabbanan not allow you to carry from different chatzeros and different places? It's maybe only when there's an Erev between the house and the chatzer that I might bring the kalim from the bayis to the chatzer and to other chatzers. Maybe then it would be aser. Aval heichad lo irvu, when there's no Erev between my house and the chatzer. So there's no concern of me bringing kalim to batim, only things that are left outside. Maybe in that case, to teach me the chacham would be modilehu, to modile to Rabbi Shimon, that you can carry all the kalim that are left outside. Kamash Malan, the din is that chacham hold, it's aser to carry from chatzar to chatzar, from chatzar to mavi, all those cases, even in a situation where there was no erev between the bayis and the chatzar. Okay, we'll stop here. Not an easy daf. Certainly very, very technical. And Mirtz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. We're almost finished with this parak, I think. A couple more daf. And then it's a bit of a change of gears.